Never lie to a Jedi, Sergeant, Janus said. As the Rodians raised their blaster pistols, she sent both weapons flying with a gesture. That really annoys us. The Rodians glanced at each other. Then Rosie said,
You're not going to make it past the lobby. This one thinks differently, Saba said, leading Kip and the others through the half-opened blast doors. This one thinks you will escort us where we need to go.
As soon as the Rodian's eyes fell on Saba's hulking form, their sensory saucers drooped against their heads, and their force auras grew electric with fear.
Relax, Jaina said. We have permission.
Permission?
Wheezy turned his head to regard Jaina out of one eye.
What kind of permission? You haven't shown him the document, Jedi Solo?
Saba asked, feigning surprise.
Why do you wait?
Jaina glanced back through the door, and behind Kip, Silgall, and the other masters saw Corrin and Mirax Horn ascending the escalator, with a sizable mob of news beings with holocams shouting questions at them. Javis Tyr, of course, was in the lead, his fashionable tabard badly wrinkled where he had been grabbed and no doubt shoved away. A puffy cheek and darkening bruise suggested that it had been done with relish, and Jaina began to have doubts about Master Horn's ability to control himself once they reached Valen and Gisela. Jaina turned back to Saba and dipped her head in mock apology.
I'm sorry, Master Sebatine. It took a few minutes to confirm that this is the correct place.
Confident that the Rodians would not try anything foolish with so many masters in the room, Jaina released them from the wall, then withdrew the writ tube from inside her robe. By then, the Horns were entering the lobby with Javis Tyr and another half a dozen news teams pushing through the doors behind him. Jaina waited while Kip and Silgall used the Force to subtly arrange the crowd. Once she was sure that all the holocams would have a clear view of the security counter, she stepped forward and presented the tube, turning it so the Justice Center seal was in plain sight.
Sergeant Wheezy, she said, this is a legal writ granting us visitation rights for Valen and Gisela Horn, who, as you can see by the accompanying incarceration order, are being held at a secret Galactic Alliance security detention center located at this address.
Wheezy made no move to accept the tube, staring at it as though Jaina were trying to hand him an armed thermal detonator.
I don't know what you are talking about, the Rodian said. This is just a storage facility.
The Rodian's denial came to an abrupt end as the sizzle of deactivating access shields sounded from the turbolifts at the back of the lobby. Sharp voices began to shout contradictory orders to get down and don't move. Everyone turned toward the sounds, just in time to see a GAS assault squad charging into the lobby in full armor, stun grenades in hand, and repeating blasters ready to shoulder. Of course, the news teams immediately activated their cam lights, and only a few quick force nudges from Jaina and her fellow Jedi sent the flurry of bolts that followed into the ceiling instead of into the crowd of journalists. The beings carrying the larger holocams merely dropped to a knee and continued filming as the rest of the confused assault squad poured out of the turbolifts and took up positions at the far end of the lobby.